Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email. You find me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's story is Understanding Generation Z as these young adults start to flood the American workforce, and 7 tips from successful small business owners. Those stories after this. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. About 17 million members of Generation Z are now adults and starting to enter the U.S. workforce, and employers haven't seen a generation like this since the Great Depression. They are a scarred generation, cautious and hardened by economic and social turbulence. More from Wall Street Journal reporter Janet Adamy. Janet, what are we learning about them?
They're an interesting group. You know, this demographic, we're talking about kids who were born around 1997 or later, up until probably just a couple of years ago. They came of age during the recession and a lot of during a period of a lot of other difficult events. This, you know, age of terror threats, school shootings, and also under this, you know, immense glare of social media. And the result is a generation that is really kind of hardened. In a lot of ways, it reminds demographers of the kids who were born, who came out of the Great Depression, the silent generation.
Yeah, that was an interesting comparison. How come?
Well, there is a real craving for financial security. These kids are more interested in making money than any generation on record, which is, these records that we know from survey data go back at least 3 generations. They crave financial security, and they're also very risk averse, less interested in starting their own business, and even on social behaviors, fewer of them are trying alcohol, getting a driver's license, even having sex. Some of these teen rites of passage that we think of, those behaviors have decreased over the last couple of years.
I can understand being, I guess, nervous about being an entrepreneur, perhaps watching what their parents went through during the financial crisis. What does all that have to do with the social behaviors, or is that some sort of trickle down?
I think the social behaviors are tied to the fact that kids are hanging out less in person.
Oh.
Because so much of socializing has moved to social media. It's moved to not just text messages, but, you know, Snapchat, Instagram, not Facebook, because this is not a generation that uses Facebook,
yeah,
but these, you know, these newer platforms. That's socializing. And if you're not hanging out in person, there's, you know, less of an opportunity to do some of these things that people have typically associated with teenage behavior. And incidentally, what we really looked at is how this generation is coming into the workplace. So, you know, a lot of times people think your youngest worker is a millennial. Well, kids who were born in 97, they're turning 21 this year. So businesses are starting to hire these kids into professional jobs. And for the non-college route, some of these young people have been in jobs for a couple of years now. And what we're finding is that, you know, when you grow up reared on these things, you are a little bit less comfortable with social interaction. So we're talking about a cohort of young Americans whose whole social experience is quite a bit different. Now, you translate that to the workplace. When these kids get in, it's just the face-to-face is a little bit less natural for them.
Hmm. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Janet Adamy. She's done a deep dive on Generation Z, the group born in roughly 1997 till up in just a few years ago. And that group is coming to your office because they're turning 21, at least the oldest of them right now. So speaking of a lack of face-to-face because of their digital natives, right? What are companies doing, I guess, video-wise to try to teach them, right?
You're having some companies, they're moving their training to YouTube-style videos. I mean, a lot of training is moving to phone. Ruby Tuesday was one company we talked to. They've got these phone videos where they're teaching people how to grill burgers and slow cook ribs. Even on the interview side, we're seeing companies say that they're allowing people to videotape their job interviews, early job interviews, and essentially send in video clips for interviews. You're also having companies trying to just post more things on, internally they're finding they need to post things on channels like Slack. Incidentally, they're finding with these young, in such a good economy with some of these young, very tech-savvy young people, companies are finding that if they, have a bad experience just in the interview, they can get online, they can post things about that. And so they're saying, what we heard from some employers is, you've got to be careful with these kids just to not turn them off during the interview process, because among young tech talent, for example, somebody might, put something up on Instagram that's negative about the experience they had interviewing with your company. Well, you don't want them to do that.
Thanks, Janet. Wall Street Journal reporter Janet Adamy. More after this. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. All it takes is 15 minutes to find out if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. And Geico offers coverage for more than just car insurance. Got a motorcycle? Geico's got you covered. Got an RV? Covered. Got a boat? Covered. How about homeowners or renters insurance? You bet Geico's got you covered. And there's so much more Geico could help with. Plus, don't forget the discounts. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. That's geico.com. 7 tips now from several successful small business owners. They're from The Hartford. Number 1, build a support network. Stay networked in the larger business community, which could include your business coach, plus Facebook and LinkedIn. Number 2, have specific goals. Building a performance-driven culture all starts with being very specific about goals for you and your staff. Number 3, delegate whenever possible. Focus on what you do best and delegate the rest. Number 4, keep your overhead low. Maybe choose an internet-based phone plan. If your overhead is low, you can make pricing decisions that you otherwise wouldn't be able to make. Number 5, find your best niche and stick with it. Diversifying isn't always the best strategy. Number 6, keep your day job just a little longer. If you quit too soon, sometimes you run out of money and fail. And number 7, avoid distractions at all costs. Keeping yourself organized and on task is the real key to small business success. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.